Welcome back to Golden Rule Radio, your weekly recap of the volatile precious metals markets. And obviously, Miles, it's always fun to come in here when we've got this constant upward trajectory in price. But it always causes us a little bit of consternation and concern because what goes up does come down. And that's kind of what we're seeing here this morning. So you want to recap the week and today?
So gold, not too much to speak of Wednesday to Wednesday. We're only up about 2%. I guess we could just call gold there. But, oh, something did happen in the middle of that is at one point this past week, we did have a nice little up and down in gold at one point, up 8% from last Wednesday. And guess what, Tori? We've got a new double zero in the books.
How about that?
$3,500 bucks on the gold price. We'll talk about that here in a minute after we finish the rest of the weekly charts. So congratulations, gold producer. Please throw some confetti on the screen or something if you're able to do that. Moving over to silver, before we come back to gold, let's take a look at the rest of the metals real quick. Silver up about 4%. Silver is actually on a nice run. Gold came up and back down. Silver here, certainly in the last day, just today, is on a nice run up and continues to be climbing. So up 4%, back up to $33.60, and is just almost made up all the losses it took when the market crashed here a week or two ago. Platinum just about dead even. It's up about 1%, sitting at 964 and pretty much sitting sideways with a little bit of up and down movement. Palladium actually down 3%. So we are seeing a little bit of a disconnect now with platinum, like I said, at 964 and palladium currently at 934. The S&P, moving over to the paper markets, the S&P is also pretty flat, up about 0.7% since last Wednesday, currently at 5,371. And after the fall, it's taken a little bit of a bounce, but it's kind of trailed off here and just sitting sideways. So not seeing a lot of momentum in the S&P either direction, and we'll have to see if the bulls or the bears want to take over that market. Now, on the flip side of the paper markets, the dollar has continued down. The dollar over the past week has been down as much as 2%, which is a lot in the week for the world's largest thing, the US dollar. But it is pretty much even week to week, Wednesday to Wednesday. But that low it put in did exceed and give us a lower low in the short-term market moves up and down. So that puts the dollar's low akin to about March of 2022. We've now given up all the growth in the US dollar thanks to the interest rate rises for the last 3 years. Other than hitting 3,500 and possibly talking about what's next for gold, continuation, reversal, slight break in the market. Anything else we want to chat about this week, Tori, before we just jump right into the gold?
You bet. I think the big piece, honestly, is when we see that top like that, we hit 3,500. That was somewhat of a spike up, and that was in the after hours. It wasn't during the New York market, if you will. We were asleep. And so that's always something to take into account when you're looking at exit positions or target pricing. Just keep in mind, it may happen when you're not awake, but the subsequent drop too is not much of a surprise. You know, Miles, you've pointed out many times that as you hit your head on a double zero resistance level and one that has been very popular in the media, you know,
yeah,
a lot of
Goldman
Wall
Sachs
Street bankers.
And, yep.
Oh yeah. I mean, left and right, you know, 3,500 has been that target. So to see it pull back from there is not really a surprise. We'll dive a little deeper here, a little bit into some of the things that are impacted by that, such as the ratio and ratio trading and what have you. But yeah, I think that's just worth pointing out.
Yeah, Tori, the reversal off 3,500 is obviously a bit of a big deal. Again, it's a double zero. Like you said, we've had Goldman Sachs and others talking about 3,500 targets for the year on the price of gold. Seasonally, it's a good time. I mean, I don't know how many years we've sat in here and said, guys, gold makes its runs in the spring. It does. I don't know why, but it certainly does. So there is a darn good chance that at least short term here, we could be seeing gold finishing out an over $1,500 rise since this move actually started just slightly over a year ago. You know, we're looking at significant move up in gold in a very short period of time. And a doubling, more than a doubling, if we go back to the 1625 bottom back in November of 2022. So we're looking at gold in 2.5 years going up well over 100%. That's typically not, I don't want to say healthy, because obviously there's the reasons gold goes up is because other things are unhealthy, but it has been a pretty significant move up. So I'm a big fan of the idea that the trend continues until proven otherwise. So realistically here, we are still technically in an uptrend, but we have a lot of downwards momentum and range that we'd have to cover in order to convert that to, let's say, a short-term reversal that gives us possibly a short-term pullback here that allows us to kind of increase our positions into metals. Like you said, swap some stuff around between gold and silver, taking advantage of ratios. So let me give a couple quick numbers here and then explain to me a little bit about what you're seeing with some of the ratios and how we can take advantage of that too.
You bet.
A couple things here. I would argue that if we're just looking at the short-term move up in gold, now that's going to be talking about the post-election December bottom, when gold was around 2590, finishing out at 3500. So just this last measly $1,000 rise that gold has had just over the last 4 months. If you kind of track this out, I would argue there's two pretty key places that you could look at a pullback here. I think short term, we're almost guaranteed somewhere around 3150. So I'm definitely looking for some confirmation there if anybody else is seeing some pricing there. And then secondary, I'd be looking at a number that I really like because it also lines up with some longer term ranges on gold, and that's down just under 3,000, down around 2940-ish. So I think those are two really good stair steps. If we do get a legitimate pullback through the summer months, and we get to say we've taken two steps forward, one step backwards.
Yeah, and that's a healthy market. Don't feel like this is typical of the precious metals markets. This isn't typical volatility in gold. But when things get overvalued and overbought, you should see those types of corrections, especially when you have algorithmic trading going on out there and target prices are hit. But the volatility in gold today is incredible because, like I said, while we're sleeping, we hit 3,500. By the time the New York market opened up, it was at 3,387. So it had already dropped 3.5% by the open. Then it continued to drop further, dropping as much as 7% from that 3,500 figure. That's enormous. $241.
In a day.
We saw in a day. I mean, less than a day, in just 12 hours. So we saw a $241 total move. Now we've gained some of that back. I mean, the volatility continues. We're down $85 from the open. Okay, but we're only down $203 now from that 3,500 top that we saw. And part of that too, I mean, looking at the moving averages, how do you know when something's kind of in that melt up phase? We can't tell how high things go, how far it's going to run. And a lot of it has to do with the fundamentals. Like, is this an overbought type of condition? Is this a speculative futures market with leverage type of condition? Or is this a monetary reset where it's going to continue? We have a hard time discerning and disseminating all the information as well. But quite honestly, when you separate as far as we did from the 50-day moving average, Miles, we are 15% above the 50-day moving average. That's a huge separation, especially from a short-term moving average.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
Yeah, I'm not surprised here. But ratio-wise, I mean, we've had some just incredible opportunities because as gold did that manic little sort of melt up, if you will, it drove the gold to silver ratio, just taking the gold price, dividing by silver, getting 105-1. And so great opportunity to move some gold into silver, not knowing that obviously, you know, that was going to retrace all the way down to 97 today, an 8-point drop also in the ratio, which favored obviously being in silver. Here's silver up pretty strongly and gold down strongly. So that's why we do some of that ratio trading. Certainly not an exit on the way back, but so far so good on having gotten onto the right side of the fence with a little bit of an additional silver position.
Yeah, it's definitely opened some opportunities. And we talked about this last week, so I won't go back into it too much. But one of three times we've seen that gold-silver ratio pop above 100. The first time I was in junior high school, that would have been the early 90s. The second time was COVID 2020. And it was really hard to take advantage of anything because everything was shut down. The mints weren't producing. There was limited availability. Premiums on stuff had skyrocketed, especially on silver. And there really wasn't a lot of opportunity there unless you had initially come in at quite a bit lower premiums. You were losing ounces just based on the market conditions. Yeah, these last couple weeks have just been textbook. So I know a number of our clients have gotten to take advantage of that. Opportunities still out there. Anything in the high 90s is still very much favoring silver, but there might be a chance here if we see a little bit of a turnaround. This is one of those opportunities where gold could put in a short-term top. We might get the foot taken off the gas a little bit. It's been burning real hot for a long time, and no market only goes one direction. And we get a little bit of a reversal here in silver, and you may see that ratio tighten down a little bit. So I always like to play the game of, like, if I could paint the perfect picture, those are some of the things I'd love to see play out over the next couple of months. Give gold a chance to take a breather through the summer months and reload for the next round, because I'm not ready for parabolic gold. You know, I'm not ready for the mania phase in this bull market, and I don't think we're there yet.
No.
Because the longer you hold off the mania phase, the higher the platform gets that it starts from. I still think gold has a long way to go.
I totally agree. And these are, again, healthy pullbacks in a bull market. One of the things you said, you know, mentioning the bull market, you have not talked about this being the end of the bull market if gold topped here. Again, this is a cycle high. This isn't an all-time high that will never be broached again or reached again or any of that, right? So we put in 24 new all-time highs in the last 3 months. We've talked about hedge-eye risk management there in terms of their chart analysis and some of the macro analysis that they do. And they have a thing called risk ranges, which are very similar to your resistance and support levels. And that range on gold in a bull market is 3,145 to now 3,475. So that's a 9.5% range that it can travel from the high to the low within that range and have zero interruption of the bull market, it appears. So don't get discouraged here. Don't feel like you've missed anything, that you should have sold, that the underlying fundamentals have changed. This bull market is not interrupted. A summer breather would give us all a chance to take a breather ourselves and kind of reassess. GLD officially hit $100 billion in assets under management, just in terms of the number of shares that there are and the value of those shares. That's mind-blowing to me. But again, all these pauses are healthy. We just don't want the stagnation that we're seeing in platinum and palladium. Just kind of a ho-hum, you know, yeah. When do those come to life? And is it going to take an industrial revolution that's long overdue, or, you know, a mining strike or a geopolitical issue? We don't know, but still worth a platinum position for me.
Yeah, well, it starts to differentiate between precious industrial metals and precious monetary metals. And there's a reason people have always turned back to gold. Just always have, always will. Love it or hate it, you got to live in the world that is. Not the world you want it to be. And gold has always been the world that is. So one last thing, if you don't mind, just because we are seeing this type of thing. And I feel like, Tori, you and I are going to spend a lot of time talking about expectations here over the next couple weeks and months.
Good point.
Because I highly encourage everybody to enjoy these types of runs, but look at them pragmatically and logically. And understand that on the deepest level, you want a market that goes both up and down. You want waves in a market ebbing and flowing over time. Because when things go parabolic, that generally is signaling the input and then exodus of the general public into the market. And I can tell you from a broker standpoint, we haven't seen that happen yet. So hold on to your hats as things start to get bumpy, because this market is going to transition from steady growth like we've had since 2016 to something that does eventually end up taking off. So the parallel I want to make is this is not post 2008 market crash gold rises. I still think what we just saw was the initial rise that we saw between like 2003 and 2006, 2007, where we had a 100% plus move in gold from 300 to over 600. Then we saw a final push up from 600 to 1,000. I think that's what we just saw. Because what we haven't had is we haven't had that catalyst on the other side that's going to drive retail money into gold.
Bingo.
In 2008, we had a stock market crash that people panicked out of. And that's the type of thing that gets the retail investor moving into gold. All the rises in gold that we have seen thus far have been from the top down. This is JP Morgan. This is Goldman Sachs. This is government purchasing. This is big, big, big institutional and international money that's moved the gold price thus far. What we still have not seen yet is the retail investor coming together with our cumulative coin purses and moving into metals yet. And unfortunately, those types of moves are generally triggered by some type of external event, like you said a second ago. So hold on to your hats, guys. Things are going to get fun.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you saying that because remember, 6 months before Lehman failed, Bear Stearns failed. That was in the spring of 2008. And gold had just hit $1,000. And by that fall, gold had come all the way down below 700. And there was this, again, a breather and what have you. But part of that was precipitated by the market crash once Lehman Brothers failed. But that was about a six-month period of time before the big one really hit. I'm not saying that's a guarantee this fall, but proportionately, that type of a move then sent us from just under 700 to 1,925
yep.
in the subsequent 24 months or so. Again, nothing major has changed. I'll tell you what, this isn't central bank selling or dumping ounces. This isn't profit taking in the physical coin world. We didn't even have the retail investor really stepping into the market. This is a paper market phenomenon. The US dollar, remember, has bounced from that low. So we should see gold retrace a little bit. We hit that significant resistance number, that round $3,500. Nothing has changed. It's just an opportunity. Remember, take these opportunities to gather your thoughts, even buy the dip, check in on the ratio, evaluate your portfolio. What percentage have the metals grown to in your portfolio? Have you exceeded your desired percentage, or have you reached it or still have a ways to go? Those are all conversations to have with your precious metals advisor. And so without hesitation, this is the time to be checking in.
So that's going to do it this week for Golden Rule Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you would like to speak with your advisor about your personal precious metals portfolio, encourage you to give us a call. We can be reached at 800-525-9556. You can also find some additional information on our website, McIlvaney.com. We're on Twitter at ICA Gold and Facebook at McIlvaney Financial. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great week.